Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, sorry, and welcome to episode 106 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. We have another great question from Jeff today. However, before I get to that, I want to mention something awesome that happened last week. Last week, my team and I, we released the beta version of the Smart Podcast Player, and we capped it to 250 beta licenses so we could work with that small group, improve it, add new features to it before we release it to the wild again later. Sold out in less than 24 hours. So I'm just so thankful for you. If you're one of the customers who purchased the Smart Podcast Player, you rock. Thank you so much. And if you're looking forward to the next version of it, you can actually subscribe to get notified at smartpodcastplayer.com. So do that right now. If you are a podcaster and you're interested in that, smartpodcastplayer.com. You can see it in action right now on that site or on askpat.com as well. Now, let's get to today's question from Jeff.
Hi, Pat. This is Dr. Jeff Ledwick from Wellness Tribe Nation. I'm starting a blog and a podcast and maybe a vlogging site. And my question is this. How do I build a list of names of followers? Should I have people sign up for an email or maybe purchase an ebook to collect those names? Or should I just have people sign up through something like Feedburner to get my post? Thanks, Pat, for all you do. And I'm looking forward to taking my site to the next level.
Jeff, thank you so much for the question. And you know, it's very interesting when it comes to RSS subscriptions, RSS email subscriptions, to email list subscriptions, or anything that involves getting our audience to subscribe to our content and get stuff later. It can be a very confusing thing, both as content producers. And especially if it's confusing for us as the content producers and those of us giving the call to actions, it's definitely going to be confusing to our audience. And of course, whenever we confuse our audience, nothing gets done. So you have a lot of options. There's a lot of ways to go about it. And at least you're getting subscriptions. No matter what you do, you're collecting email addresses or you are getting people to subscribe to get that content later. That's one of the best ways to get traffic back to your site for later is to make sure that people have a way to get the content that you're coming out with later. So that's good. What's bad is, again, like I said, the confusion, but what is also bad is people don't realize the exact power of having an email list. I think when it comes down to it, you should grow your email list. You ask Jeff for collecting names. Well, when you get RSS subscribers, whether through email or through just regular RSS and people are reading through their readers, you don't get to collect those names. You don't understand exactly who is on the other end. You can't email those people directly and ask for feedback. They're simply getting your content later, which is good, but not as good as having an email list. And you can use that email list to do that as well. As Amy Porterfield from amyporterfield.com says, she says, the energy of your business is directly tied to the strength of your email list. And then she goes on to talk about how Facebook is one of the most powerful ways to build your email list. She is one of the top experts in the field of Facebook. But point is, your email list is incredibly important, and I agree, because, for a number of reasons. One, you're able to contact your audience directly. Two, you're able to drive more traffic to your site if you were to mention some of the posts, and it seems more personal than just one of those pre-templated RSS feed emails. You know, if somebody were to subscribe on FeedBurner or FeedBlitz, for example, you only have so much control on what exactly it looks like on the other end, as opposed to an email which comes directly from you, even though it might be automated, it is more personal, and it's something that is typically going to be read in a completely different way than something that's automatically sent to you from something like an RSS aggregator or something like that. So email list is important for that reason. It can also drive traffic to your site, like I said, which will get more people onto those site and more people share it, which gets more people onto your email list. It just becomes this huge perpetual thing. But beyond that, and the reason I think it's most important is because you can take that email list with you anywhere, meaning you're collecting those names, you're collecting those emails. If your site were to shut down, you'd still have that email list that you could use and bring to whatever new site that you wanted to create. You know, when my site went down in 2013, for an entire week and a half, I lost about $12,000 in potential sales as a result of some server issues that I was having and bad customer service. I still had my email list, and I was able to keep in contact with everybody. I was able to keep everybody notified of what was going on. But guess what? My RSS feed wasn't working because my site wasn't working. So I was able to contact people directly with my email list, Jeff. There are different ways to go about, you know, integrating RSS with your email list. You can send out broadcasts automatically that share either the latest posts or the latest 5 posts. I think best practice at this point in time is to use your email list to give them unique content. And I'll talk about strategies to grow that email list in just a sec. You mentioned one of them, which is to use an ebook, but I'll tell you more about that in a second. But best practice, and this is something I've been experimenting with lately, is to, after every X number of posts, you know, have a few of them in the bag, send an email list or an email message to your email list and just mention some of the posts that you've previously written, maybe some of the more hot topic ones if you're creating content, you know, fairly regularly, just so you're not overwhelming your audience. But it's been working out really well for me. A lot of times, not everybody checks their RSS readers or not everybody knows that you've created new content. If you send out sort of a summary with some quick information about recent posts that you've had every once in a while, it goes a really long way. It is helpful for people. You are adding value to people's lives by summarizing a lot of the latest posts you've written and either reminding people about certain posts that they perhaps need to take action on that they said they were going to but haven't yet, or reminding them about posts that you've written that they haven't seen yet so they can go and click on those links in your email and then come over to your page. And again, you get to control this whole experience, which is the best part about using these email lists. I use AWeber currently to create those email lists. So I use, if you go to askpat.com/AWeber, that's my affiliate link. You could check that out there. You can also go to startanemaillist.com. That will take you to a page on smartpassiveincome.com, which is my walkthrough tutorial, totally free. It's just on a blog post on how to get started with building an email list. So again, that's startanemaillist.com, startanemaillist.com. Another thing to think about really quick is just RSS in general. It's kind of old school now. I mean, in the technical world, people still use it. A lot of people in the space that I'm in subscribe to blogs with RSS. But a lot of times, you know, if you go down the street and say, hey guys, do you know what an RSS feed is? Like if you just ask a random person, more than likely they're not going to understand what that means. So that means your audience, if they're not very technical, they're not going to understand the benefit of that or even how to do it. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting readers and a lot of interesting ways to consume content today that are way beyond RSS. Now, if you were to ask a random person, do you know what an email list is? Or do you know what signing up to get emails means? Then I think more than likely people are going to understand what that means. So they're going to understand the process of doing that. Now, the trick is, how do you get people to subscribe to your list? Well, if you go to smartpassiveincome.com, I have a lot of information about email marketing and how to grow your list. But you mentioned, Jeff, a book. Now, you mentioned selling the book to grow your list. That's one thing you could do. If you have products of your own that you sell, everybody that you sell to should absolutely go into an email list. And if you wanted to get ninja about it, they should go into a separate email list, one for each particular product. So you understand who it is exactly that purchased that product. You can perhaps create an autoresponder email, which is another nice thing about creating an email list. You can't create autoresponders or automatic sequences after people subscribe using RSS, but you can with email. So for example, if someone purchases one of your products on day 1, on day 7, you can have it automatically send them an email saying, hey, how was your experience with product X? Here are some complementary products, for example, that you can have that will make that experience even better. Or if you're having trouble, here are some links to help you get through and troubleshoot. You know, you don't even have to upsell or resell them anything after or down the road. And then maybe you come out with a second version of that product. Well, then you'd have an email list already of those people who got that specific product. It's just so much easier to market that way if you were to segment your list. And there's a previous Ask Pat episode about segmenting your lists. I believe that was Ask Pat episode 78. So go ahead and check out that episode at askpat.com. Now, an ebook is great. You know, any sort of product that you sell, yes, you want to collect your customer's email address and put them into an email list. And then you can later ping them down the road when it comes to any new blog posts that you come out with, any new content or products. But you can also give away things for free as incentive for people to subscribe to your list too. And these are called lead magnets, of course, because you're collecting leads and you're creating magnets that sort of attract people into your list. So you kind of get them into a page, which could be a page on your site. Maybe it's just an opt-in form on your sidebar or a landing page on your site. Perhaps it's like some sort of squeeze page, which just simply has one purpose, which is to get people on that list. And you can give away something as incentive. Hey, if you subscribe to this email list, I'll give you my free copy of this. Maybe it's the first chapter in your book. Perhaps it's a quick resource guide. So you don't even need to spend much time to put this together. And I did an interview with Clay Collins in Ask Pat, or not Ask Pat, but it was Smart Passive Income. I think it was actually number 78 as well of Smart Passive Income. So episode 78 of Smart Passive Income was with Clay Collins, I believe. And in that episode, he talks about how his company, Lead Pages, which I'm an advisor for, they are keeping track of everything that people are doing with their software anonymously to understand what's working and what's not. And one of the things that is working to increase the number of conversions from people who land on your site to go into your email list, one thing that's helping that are these quick, short resource pages. Just one or two page PDF file with a list of things that are helpful for your audience. So if you're in the health niche, for example, you might create one that says the top 10 superfoods that you need to have in your refrigerator right now. Download this PDF, enter your name and email to get access to it. As simple as that. And it just needs to be a really quick PDF. And the reason those are working better than the very long ebooks and the more time-consuming things is because of just that. It takes so much time to read these long things, these long ebooks that people give away. A lot of times people won't subscribe because they're going to think, wow, it's just another thing that I have to spend time reading. Whereas it's like if it's just a one or two page PDF or a free report or something like that, people are more likely to download and consume that. And so if it provides value, it can just provide so much help for you and your business and growing your email list too. So that's a quick tip for you, Jeff, and for everybody out there. Quick resource page is a lead magnet, and you can use a tool like Lead Pages to automatically deliver that for you. If you go to askpat.com/leadpages, that's my affiliate link for that. Or you can do it manually. You can have it so that the first follow-up email after people subscribe to your email list has a link, a Dropbox link, for example, or some other direct link to that particular thing that you're giving away. Or it could be a link to a hidden page on your site that has a download link. Either way, you can do it. I mean, so you don't have to get lead pages, but there are ways to deliver free resources like that using these email list providers like AWeber, which you can't do, again, on RSS. So I hope that answers your question, Jeff. Best of luck to you. It sounds like you got a lot of things going on and a lot of plans for the future. Just want to give you one quick tip in regards to all that you want to do. Make sure you take one step at a time. You know, don't spread yourself too thin at first in terms of being on all sorts of different platforms. Yes, I'm on all the different platforms, but I didn't get on all of them at the same time. Be everywhere, but don't start everywhere. Cool. Thanks, Jeff. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. Thank you for all of you who are listening. And as always, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can get an Ask Pat t-shirt just like Jeff does. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote here. Today's quote is from myself. And this quote is, "Don't forget to prioritize, or else everything gets worked on and nothing gets done." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.